All right, hello everybody, it's Ed here. Sorry, we just got started about a minute late. I'm gonna give folks another minute or so to join us. Welcome, Alexa, Seljko, Lucky, Thomas, good to see you guys here. We're gonna get started in just about another minute or so. All right, Thomas, I got your note there. You have to drop off at 1:30, no worries. So if you got any questions, we'll get to you first. Just to make sure we get you taken care of. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started, guys. Let's see, who do we have? So we got Alexa, Lucky, Thomas, Zeljko. So you're going to have to, I'm sorry, man, with a last name like Gambia, believe me, I'm very sensitive to that. So you're going to have to help me out and let me know how to pronounce your name correctly, buddy. Want to make sure I get it right. So let's go ahead and get started. And here's what I'd like for you to do. If you could go into the chat area and everyone just type in a capital W there. And let me know what's been a win that you've experienced over the past couple of weeks. Now, let me be clear about a win and what that is. A win could be anything big or small. It's just something that makes you feel like you are getting or sustaining some good momentum. It could be anything from, hey, you know what? I just completed session one, I'm diving into the positioning all the way to, you know what, I sent out 5 warm emails this week and feel really good about that. All the way, of course, to landing a client. You know, that, of course, qualifies as a win, but I don't want to make it sound like that is the only definition of win because it's not at all. This work is so much about getting and sustaining momentum and all those things can make a big difference in terms of helping you again sustain momentum. So whatever a win means to you, please share it. Just type in a capital W and let me know in the chat area. And Alex, I apologize, you're showing up as Alexa. No wonder. And I thought, I know we don't have an Alexa in this group. So I figured it was some kind of alias. Sometimes Zoom will do that. So my apologies. It wasn't on purpose. That's how it that's how it's showing up on my end. Hey Janet, good to see you. Welcome. So again, guys, wins. Let me know where you are. And in fact, if you can't think of something, then just let me know in the chat area where you are right now in the program. Okay. Would love to see what's going on, what you're focused on. Thomas, working session 4. Pleasantly surprised about how many contacts I have that I can reach out to. Wonderful. Good stuff. Isn't that a great feeling, right? It's just, I was surprised too. You know, when I went through this process back in 2003, 2004, I really thought, well, who could it be? And many of these contacts weren't even people I knew that well, but there were people I knew through others. Maybe they were more acquaintances, and those ended up being some of the biggest sources of opportunity in my first year or two. I was really, really surprised by that. Janet says, realize where I really need to be in my copywriting business for niche. Excellent. Good stuff. Love to hear more about that, Janet. Lucky says, halfway through session 1 exercise and even more motivated to progress. Excellent. Great to see that, Lucky. Sounds like it's making you they're helping you think through some possibilities. And you know, that exercise can be it's hard. There's just no other way to say it. It's hard. But I find that it's worth taking the time and effort now to do that than to come up with something that, I don't know, sounds good based on one criteria and then spend a lot of time and effort spinning your wheels and not getting results. My philosophy on session one is, in terms of your positioning, guys, think in terms of trying to get to 80% compliance. Good enough is good enough. So if you are really struggling to get beyond that, that's very natural. If you get past the 80% mark in terms of confidence as to how you're going to position yourself, great. But if 80% is about as good as you can do, it's time to just run with that and get started. You'll get to 100% over the next few months, you know. And of course, if you get stuck there trying to get to the 80% level, let's talk. Happy to give you feedback. Hey, Holly, good to see you. Welcome. Holly says, I found my niche and have made a couple of contacts by mentioning my business, and I'm not feeling so insecure about putting myself out there. Excellent. Good stuff. That's, I mentioned this work is so much about momentum. I would say the other thing that it's about is confidence. Honestly, with confidence, even just a moderate degree of confidence, you could do so much. You could become unstoppable. So great to hear that. All right. So you already shared a little bit about what you're implementing. We'll skip that. Let's talk about where you need help. So just a reminder, here's how we do this. If you have a question or a challenge or something you'd like to discuss, whatever it might be regarding to our work together, type in a capital Q in the chat area. You don't have to tell me the whole question. Just give me an idea of what you'd like to talk about. And I'll bring you in. We can have a conversation. The ground rules are very straightforward. Keep your question focused and specific. The more specific, the better I can help you. So a question such as, how do I position myself? Or how do I land clients? Those are too broad. So let's get more specific than that. And then one question per person. We'll have plenty of time to go through multiple rounds, but I want to make sure that I get to everybody as quickly as possible. And if you got any other question, just hold on to it. And I'll come back to you. And if you're considering a couple of options, if it's the kind of issue where you're thinking either A or B, let me know what that is, just so I don't go down a rabbit hole, so I understand how you're thinking about it. Okay. Selishko, when being focused on daily tasks and seeing progress after each small task. Excellent. Great to hear it. And Selishko, please let me know, too, if you can help me out. I want to make sure I pronounce your name correctly. So let me know, either typing it out phonetically or, of course, let me know if you want to come on and we can chat. All right. So we have an open floor right now. I just checked. There are no pre-submitted questions. And that's actually a reminder that you have that kind of access. So if you know you're not going to be able to make an upcoming call, but you do have a question or there's something you want me to address, you can always go to that call's page. Each call has its own dedicated page, and you're able to pre-submit a question. And Susan or I will, depending on who's leading the call that day, we'll get to it, and we'll be able to address it there live, so that if you miss the call, you can catch the replay, and you'll listen to us address your question. If you know you're going to be here, then no need to pre-submit. We actually prefer if you just ask the question live, because we're able to have some dialogue, and that's usually much more productive and helpful than not having the dialogue. So if you're going to be here, no need to pre-submit. But if you know you won't, or you're thinking you may not, then go ahead and pre-submit. That's available to you anytime. It doesn't have to be that day. You could do pre-submit questions days in advance. All right, so open floor. I don't see any questions right now. Don't be shy. All right, here we go. Got one from Holly. I'm in session two, she says, writing my web copy according to my niche, and I've looked at the sample websites of your coaching clients, so I kind of see the answer, but I want to confirm, one, how much of my website should be about me and how much about them, my clients, percentage-wise, like 50-50? Yeah, that's a good question. So hold on, Holly, let me unmute you. We can chat. Hey, Holly.
Oh, hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing very well. Good to talk to you.
You too.
So, yeah, it's, you know, I don't know if there's so much as a ratio as there is. So I think the better question is, what's the right approach?
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you stick to the right approach, the ratio doesn't really matter. It kind of takes care of itself. So that's why I love that copy template in session two, because if you follow that structure, you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. The second thing I should mention, I should probably mention this first, is I know it sounds counterintuitive because we're, first of all, as a society, we frown on people talking about themselves, right? I mean, like,
correct.
I know since I was a kid, you know, like it's impolite. That was kind of the lesson. And second, we're taught that in marketing, it should always be about the prospect. You know, it shouldn't be I, it should be you. So it goes against those things. But here's the thing, like when a prospect is checking you out, they want to learn about you because they're trying to decide, should I contact this person? And I want you to think about a situation where you were looking to hire someone for something that you considered to be an expensive service or a product. Right. So I don't know whether you're researching a car or you're researching a contractor to redo your kitchen or something like that. Right. Just think of something, a major purchase, a major investment. When you went to that company's or that contractor's website, I bet you didn't really want to go there to learn more about you. Right. You probably wanted to know about them, their experience, their approach. If it's a contractor, if it's a car, you want to know more about the car. You want specs, you want details, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, when you think about it that way, that's what we want. Now, the mistake some people make is they cross the line and they get into, they don't put it in the context of what's important to the prospect. So as long as you have that, as long as you say, you know, does this sound like a problem you sometimes face? It does? Okay. And yeah, isn't it a problem because of this, that, and the other? Yeah, I hear you. That's where I can help. Here's what I do. Here's whom I help. Here's what makes me different from many others and why that would matter to you. You have something in mind, let's talk. Or you can find out a little bit more about what makes me different here. You see how that, the way I just describe it, doesn't really sound like it's all about me, does it?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Well, I think what you said about bringing it back to the person is where it's most helpful. It's like, I want to relate to, if I'm buying an RV, it's great to hear that the person selling the RV actually had an experience with their family on a road trip and they liked a certain feature.
Yeah.
And then how would that help me instead of hearing everything about them and their trip? So I think the personal has to be used in the context of sincerely relating to the person who is a client. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so many podcasts today talk about just getting yourself out of the way. And I agree with that because people really just like to talk about themselves. But I think that they do need a touch point, a connection point. And I get turned off when I hear someone talking too much about themselves. And everything that they say in their bio is kind of, you know, it doesn't really relate to what I'm looking for. But if it's a personal thing that does relate, then that's, I think, the answer. So I think that's what I hear you saying.
Absolutely. You said it better than I could. it's got to be in the context of what they care about, because ultimately that's, people only care about themselves. I mean, I know that sounds cold, but it's what's in it for me. Right. And if they don't feel like you understand them, then none of these credentials and experience and like, that's not going to matter. Like your Why Me page, you know, even that should weave in their concerns and what in the concerns and their aspirations and goals. So if one of the core differentiators you have on that page is, you know, that you spent, you've been in the hospitality industry for 12 years. Instead of notice the difference between, I've been in the hospitality industry for 12 years, I know what I'm talking about, versus I've been in the hospitality industry for 12 years, handled everything from X to Y and Z. So when you work with me, you don't have to hold my hand. You don't have to start from scratch. I know the inner workings. I understand, and I can have an intelligent conversation with you and hit the ground running. I mean, that's not exact copy, but do you see the difference?
Oh yeah. That's great. That's great. That's very helpful. And that's right where I am as I'm rewriting my content. I'm finishing up my homepage content and going to the Why Me. And that's exactly kind of where I'm at. So that's very helpful because they're related, but it's kind of building on you. Well, it seems like the Why Me is building a little bit more on the homepage, but you're still relating it to them. So
absolutely. Yeah. Okay. And that's why I like to start out the homepage with them. It's okay. The headline says I help, you know, these types of clients do X, but I like to start out the copy with, I like to build affinity by connecting with them where they are right now.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, hey, you're here, right? Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like you? And isn't that frustrating because of this?
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's where I can help. That's what I do. That's where I add value. Here's who I am. Here's what I do. So you start with them. That makes all the difference in the world.
Okay, great. You're really starting with them and the problem. So it gets their attention.
Yeah.
And then you're giving yourself as a solution. Okay, great.
You got
Thank
it.
You so much.
You are welcome. Yeah, look forward to seeing it. I think you got it.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Good stuff. Hey, and Margo, welcome. Good to have you here. So again, questions, just type in a capital Q. Again, just a reminder, you don't have to give me all the details. Just give me an idea of what you'd like to talk about. I'm going to bring you in and we can have a conversation. Of course, unless you're somewhere where you can't talk, then also let me know that when you type in your question. Sometimes, you know, people are at work or they're somewhere where there's a lot of background noise and they won't be able to hear. So that's cool. Janet has a question. I've been working on my positioning and it seems rather long. I write SEO rich content and marketing for companies and their supplier. So let me bring you in, Janet, and we can talk while I read it. Hey, Janet. Hello.
Hey,
how are you?
Can you hear me?
Ooh. You're coming in kind of, your voice is warped. Hello.
So you can hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you. Yeah, when you first said hi, your voice is kind of warped.
But you can hear me now.
I can hear you perfectly now. How are you?
I'm unwarped. I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. So let's talk about your positioning. You're worried that it feels a little bit long?
Yeah, it's very long.
Okay, that's okay. You know what? It's easier, I find. I'd rather trim something down than try to build on it. So it's good that you have something good that we can then pare down.
It just, there's so many different areas of the industry that I want to service that I'm trying to not be too broad, but not be too focused either.
Yeah, okay. So let's see what you got here. You say you write SEO rich content and marketing for companies and their suppliers that grow, process, and sell hemp products. And like most copywriters, not only do I use CBD products for my own health issues, I'm also a farmer who grows in an organic and sustainable manner. Plus, I have over 22 years experience writing for technology, organics, and sustainability. My experiences mean I understand there are tons of USDA and FDA rules and regulations. This knowledge lets me clearly communicate with farmers, processors, suppliers, and buyers in the hemp industry while keeping you compliant with government rules. All right, so here's the good news. I don't think that's long, and here's why, Janet. This is meant to be strictly for internal use right now. So you did the right thing. You put it all out there. The moment you constrain yourself because, wait a minute, I gotta trim it, and you start editing as you write, your creativity level goes way down. So I'm glad that you put it all out there. You have some great points in here. This is perfect. And now, this stage is not about writing copy. This stage is kind of about like the laundry list of what you do, for whom, what makes you different, and why those differences matter. And that's exactly what you did. So I wouldn't worry about length right now. I think you have a really good core statement with some good details that you can use to start writing your homepage copy and why me page copy and some of the others.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because what you did here is you even threw several differentiators instead of focusing on one. So that's great. You're going to be able to don't edit this, because you're going to be able to use this. So think of this as raw material, and you know, like now you're going to make this batch of wine or beer, and you got all this. Well, you're not going to need all those grapes or all that barley. So let me just use specifically the ingredients I need for this page. I'm not going to throw the other ingredients out. That's good stuff. That's quality ingredients. So let's save that. So when I need it, I can grab it.
Okay. I switched my niche a few days ago.
Okay.
I wrote out my original one because I have tech and software. And as I was writing it, I kept going, but I'm going to go towards hemp because we just put in for a hemp license.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to be doing 12 different things, because there's so much in the hemp industry that we've learned for our license. It's incredible. And there's so much bad writing. It's incredible. So I figured if I was switching my niche, I might as well just switch it all the way instead of doing technology, then switching once we had our license. Because I realized I don't actually have to be growing hemp to be able to write about it, because I have these other good things. So I was kind of nervous about it.
No, I think you have the right thinking behind this. My main concern with this sort of thing is when people want to write for an industry like that just because it's hot, but then they have no practical experience in it. And not that I would discourage someone from that, but I'm going to probe a little bit more to make sure that they're making the best decision. In your case, there's a lot you can talk about here. This is not just a passing interest for you. This goes way beyond that.
It is. I'm sorry, yeah. I'm laughing because we are revamping our barn to meet regulations to grow. So yeah.
There you go. I mean, talk about practical day-to-day experience. Yeah, absolutely. But you can imagine, right? A lot of people want to get in these hot industries. It's like the Wild West out there. But it's purely, your reasons for it matter. And there's a few reason categories that I look for. One is like a true passion that goes beyond the normal passion you see out there. Another one would be the fact that you have background and experience there. So, a good amount. Another one would be practical application. Things like that. And yours definitely fits in works. If the reason for it is strictly financial, and then you can't check the other boxes off, then that's not going to work. I mean, it could, but it's an uphill battle. So I like it. I think bottom line, Janet, is you got some good raw material here. And I would just use this to start writing your homepage copy. The way I like to do it, I literally copy and paste this stuff into a new Word document, And then I start editing and I start moving things around and then discard the rest, not discard it, but kind of move it aside and use that for something else.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Yeah. Good stuff. I like it. All right. Open floor right now. If anyone's got any questions or if you something like this, like Janet, that you'd like to discuss, I need feedback on, I need some insights on, happy to help. I'm at your disposal today. Hey, you know what? Well, actually, we got a question here, and I got another one I want to pose to you guys here in a minute. So we'll get to that. We got plenty of time. Selishko, I started session one this Monday, and I'm working on positioning. I work for 22 years at university and write different kinds of materials for different purposes and different people and organizations. My background is IT and software engineering. Okay. How detailed should my potential target market list be? And when we're talking about the level and need of my service for the specific market, the statement is my subjective judgment. Should I think about some more objective evidence, or is it okay to get my view? Yeah, great question. So let me bring you in, and let's talk about that. Hey, are you there, Zeljko?
Hi.
Hello. Hey, by the way, so how do I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, I suppose that it sounds some kind strange for you. I'm from Serbia, and it is not so easy to pronounce my name in English. So in many countries, so I work at the university and travel in to many countries, and you can pronounce my name like Zeljko.
Zeljko, okay.
Yes, many people adopt that, and I think
and,
it's
and
okay.
And that works, right? So if I call you Zeljko, then you'll know I'm definitely calling you.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So, perfect. I'm glad you cleared that up because I would have not have guessed. So thank you very much. Hey, it's great to have you in the group.
Yes.
Let me explain how I would think about this. So you have a wonderful background. You've been teaching at university level for 22 years. You've been writing for a long time. Your main background is IT and software engineering. By the way, in the university, do you teach IT and software engineering?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
I started as an assistant in a laboratory, and after gaining PhD, now I'm full-time lecturer at university.
Okay.
Also, I have experience with software and IT industry, like a software developer, consultant, writer, and something like that.
Okay.
But actually, after several years, I realized that the best thing I can do is to do some kind of research and write for different people, different organizations, companies, and to provide writing services for them, different kind. And I put my question about target market. After examining all my experience, this target market is quite great. So many types of organizations, companies, educational organizations. So it is quite huge.
Yeah.
It seems to me.
It is. It's massive. IT, software engineer. I mean, we're talking about a massive market. Here's how I would make the decision as to, because what I'm hearing is you're trying to figure out, is it, how broad should you keep it or how specific should you get? And here's how I'd make that decision, Zeljko. If you have specific expertise or experience in one or two areas of IT and software engineering, point where you know enough about them that you understand the opportunities there for growth and what's coming out in the market in terms of innovation in products, then I think I would be more inclined to get more specific than IT and software engineering and focus specifically in that sector of IT. Let's just say it's cloud computing or cybersecurity or data management, something like that. So I would say that if you have enough background and experience in something more specific that you know you could, you would have plenty of prospects to approach, then do that. If you're not sure, then it's okay to keep it relatively broad right now, meaning IT and software engineering, and then narrow it down as you start growing your business, as you start landing clients. I suspect that in your case, you probably have a good understanding or knowledge about a few different sectors inside IT and software engineering. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, I have a few specific areas of expertise.
Okay, perfect. And what are some of them? Can you name a couple?
Yes, some of them are modeling, concept modeling of software products. Next, software life cycle management. So, how we sell, operate software, maintain software products. After that, the next area is business informatics or software products in business systems. How software products may improve different kind of business.
Okay, perfect. And, so those right there, I mean, you got some great ones there. I think any of those could work. And in fact, let me just show you. I'm going to share my screen with you. You could pick one of them right now, or you could say, hold on, I haven't plugged. I thought I had it plugged in. Let me bring this in. Are you in front of a computer? Can you see my screen?
Yes, I see.
Okay, so you named, let's just take these three that you mentioned. Concept modeling, software lifecycle management, business systems. You could say, look, you could pick one, but I might be more inclined to do three. Because there is some relationship among them, right? These are not completely separate. And you could say, look, so the way it works is when you pick two or three, the way it works is you say, IT, this is the umbrella category, IT, it's all encompassing. But with a specific specialty on concept modeling, software lifecycle management, and business systems. You see what I mean?
Yes. I understand what you are talking. What you're trying to say. Actually, all those areas have many common things. If you start with concept modeling, you can finish with business systems and how to manage software in business systems. So it is.
Okay, good. So then this could work. Because they don't, when you use a pattern like this, there should be a pattern. They shouldn't be completely offbeat. So it shouldn't be like, it doesn't work well if it's this, this, and this. Because they're not related. But in your case, there is some relation. It does seem to make some kind of pattern. So that works. I would say try this. Start with this and play around with it. And it sounds like you have enough experience in each of these where you can create, position yourself credibly here.
Yes, I understand. And after reading your material, your suggestion is when we start to get broader market.
And yes.
after getting some clients and some experience, to narrow down to some specific part of that broader market.
Exactly. So, that's generally the case, because most of the time you're not going to know enough that you can get very specific from day one. So this is the way it typically works. Let's just say that you could get really, really broad and say, I work with B2B marketers. Okay, that's really broad. Or you could get a little bit narrow and say, I work for IT companies. Okay, that's better, still broad. Then you could say, all right, well, I work for, like the ones we had below. SLM and BS. And then let's just say the last one is something really specific related to one of those three on top. So what you want to do as you move through your business, as your business evolves, you want to, it is a good idea to get narrower over time, because then you'll be the specialist here. So when people think of, you know, here's what we got, who should we hire, and they're comparing you to somebody else, you're going to be the obvious choice because you're so specialized. However, when you're starting out, I say there are two areas you should avoid: too broad or too specific. The sweet spot is in the middle. And in your case, that's definitely the, you know, that's where you are right now. But at this point, I would not go with something more specific than these three categories. Not yet. Does that make sense?
Okay. Thank you. I agree with your suggestion and figure. Actually, there are many fields in IT and software engineering, and all of them are quite connected. And in some cases, it is very hard to distinguish different fields.
Mm-hmm.
If you do some kind of data processing, data analysis, data modeling, you will finish with business system, with lifecycle management, with software systems. Everything is connected. So this
okay.
That was my question. It is too broad. For me, it is quite hard to say I do that and I don't do that. I do A and I do not B. So everything is connected. And because of that, it seems to me that my potential target market is quite huge.
Yeah,
actually,
I would go.
I understand.
That's why I would go with. Well, that's why I would go with this approach. Meaning, my focus is IT, and I have a strong specialty here, here, and here. I have other areas as well, but these are three core areas where I have some really strong expertise. And that's better than saying just IT. It's also better than saying I am a writer focusing in these three different areas. So you need to use both. IT and a strong specialty in these three sectors. And then what will happen is you open up yourself to the possibility that for somebody saying, well, that's great, but we're here. Can you help us? And then you can say, sure, of course. Because you didn't say my only areas are these three. You didn't say that. You said these are three areas of strong specialty. And then when somebody comes and says, well, what about this? You can say, of course, I can do that. So, yeah, you're thinking about it the right way. Absolutely. Was this helpful?
Yes, absolutely. I think that our way of thinking is on the same road. So thank you very much for your suggestions. And
my pleasure. Happy to help, my friend.
Thank you very much. And we'll track the progress. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Zelko. Good stuff. And I apologize. Thomas had asked a question, and I somehow missed it. So let me get back to, and he had to run. So, Thomas, if you're listening to the replay, I apologize. Somehow I missed it. I think they came in at the same time. Oh, that's what happened. Yeah, and I saw Janet, but I didn't see her, so sorry. Thomas says, in reference to this conversation, and he's referring to my conversation with Holly earlier, I use the Why Me page to talk more about a potential client. One sentence describing a feature of my experience and then a follow-on sentence explaining the benefit a potential client will receive from that experience. But my bio page is really just a bio page, really just about my background. I feel like the Why Me page is a condensed version of my bio, but it includes why that's important to the client. The bio doesn't have any of the why this is important to you. Do you think that's okay? Yeah, I think you want, if you're going to have a bio page and a Why Me page, that's the approach you want to take. The bio page then becomes more of a resume of sorts. I'm not saying that it has to be a resume format. I'm saying that it becomes more of a biographical account of the experience and credentials you have. And then the Why Me page becomes more about, here are three things that make me different from most other writers and why they matter to you, why they would matter to you. Reason number one, reason number two, reason number three, and you explain them. Now, Thomas is saying, talk more about a, he's using that page, the Why Me page, to talk more about a potential client, one sentence describing a feature of my experience, and then a follow-on sentence explaining the benefit a potential client will receive from that experience. Sort of. Okay, so conceptually, it should be this. Instead of one area describing a feature of your experience, it should be, instead of a feature, it should be a differentiator. So I, you know, difference number one, I have a sales background, and I'm just making this up, okay? But let's just say it was, I have a sales background. Notice that's very different from a feature of my experience that would say, yeah, I did this and then did that after. Sales background does two things. It encompasses all of that. It summarizes that kind of experience into a benefit statement. Okay. Let's just say that you have been deeply immersed in the sustainability movement for the past 14 years. Okay, so that is a differentiator, but in not a feature of your experience. So I guess it depends on how you define them. Just make sure if what you're referring to when you say a feature of your experience, you're referring to having it displayed in a way that showcases it as a differentiator. Okay, and then the benefit, like you say, the client will receive from that experience will be the so what. So again, going back to the sustainability, you've been immersed in the sustainability movement for the past 14 years. Let's just say that your target market is sustainability consultants and companies that have sustainability programs. Then in that example would be, well, what that means is that when you work with me, you're working with someone who's been part of that movement way before it became a fad, way before it became fashionable. You know, I've not just been interested, but I've actually been practicing it and so on and so forth. Sorry, guys. You see, so that's how you describe the so what. So it sounds like you have it there. I just wanted to make that distinction, and because I want to make sure that it's you present it the right way. Okay, so Thomas, let me know if that's helpful when you listen to the replay, and of course, in the Facebook group, you know, we can help you with that as well. Hey guys, so I have a question for you. For those who are still here, I was curious about something. I was thinking about this earlier this week. Would love to know if the idea of a portable business sounds appealing to you, and if so, why? So just let me know in the chat area. Is that an attractive aspect of freelancing, the ability to have a portable business? I'm curious how important that is for some of you. I know for me, that wasn't a core motivator. I was definitely an attractive element, but it wasn't a core motivator. I think as I've gotten older, it is becoming more of a factor for me, something that I value more than I did when I first got started. The main motivator was just to do my own thing on my own terms, in the flexibility. But now I love the aspect of being able to take my business somewhere. I've done some small and short working vacations or working trips. Certainly not a pro at it, but it's really nice to know that I have that flexibility and I can go somewhere if I wanted to for an extended period of time and still be able to operate out of any location. So being location independent is definitely an attractive element for me. Jenna says, my copywriting is portable by design, so I can also do my life, like go to visit family, run the farm, and hang out with the grandkids. Yeah, okay, good. Holly says, can you define a portable business, working from anywhere? Yeah, exactly. So being able to take it anywhere, location independence, essentially. I'm not saying you don't need to plan for it, right? But if you, let's say, this fall wanted to take a trip 2 weeks, is the idea of not having to, being able to take your business with you, is that important? Does it matter? Does it depend? So I'm curious how important this is for you guys. It's not a trick question. It's something that I was thinking about earlier this week and wondering how important it was to you guys. Alex says, absolutely. I loathe working in an office, which is why I don't quite fit into normal working life. I work best when I can move around and not be stuck in the same location. Ah, good. You know, it's interesting, Alex. I really like my office space, and I think it's just a matter of habit. Like, I like my setup here. I can be very, very efficient with my setup. When I'm somewhere else and working remotely, it's a little bit harder. I don't have everything I need sometimes, so I have to really plan ahead, and I don't have the same setup, so I won't have the same screen and so on and so forth. Just depends. But I love the ability to take it somewhere and not be tied down to an office. I do love the variety. Okay, let's see. Holly says, I'm all for portable, flexible business. I just have to be disciplined about when to stop because it's always there. Oh, yeah, so that's the danger, isn't it? I'm with you there. I struggle with that. I have to have rules with myself. When you're mobile by design, says Janet, you have everything you need, and there isn't the issue with seeing different screens. Yeah, absolutely. So it depends, right? Because sometimes it's not practical to take everything with you, but it depends. I mean, if you're going to be away for an extended period of time, you're able to pack it all up, then absolutely. There are some times when I just want to travel light, and I don't want to take my huge iMac and printer and all that. So I got a few months ago, I came up with a really, really portable setup that's awesome. And it gives me pretty much everything I need. The screen is much smaller. And I don't have my printer, but that's okay. I thought it was going to be a big issue, and it really wasn't. Yeah, Zelko says, love the possibility to work my way, manage my time, and mix my job time with other activities and hobbies. Jana has a MacBook Pro with a large iPad and a portable printer. Yeah, you know what I did? I take my iMac wireless keyboard and my iPad, and I set it up through Bluetooth, and I just use that, and it's been wonderful. So I no longer take my MacBook Air with me. This is even more portable, but still experimenting with it. I've only used it twice this summer, and it worked well, but I think I'm going to get a bigger iPad so I can have the bigger screen. Okay, good stuff. Yeah, thanks for the feedback. It's good to know what's important for you guys. Yeah, the 12.9. Yeah, I think that's what I got to go toward. All right, any questions? I want to make sure I get to everybody. If you thought of something else, don't be shy. I'm here for you. Okay, let's see, Holly has something here. My niche is health professionals who own their small business, such as practitioners, clinicians, therapists. Is this still too broad? All right, so let's talk. Hey, Holly.
Hi, again.
Hey, yeah, so let's see. Health professionals who own their own small business, such as practitioners, clinicians, and therapists. No, I don't think it's too broad at all, especially just to start out with. That definitely falls into that sweet spot that I talked about.
Okay.
Now, you said you like to include dentists. Would love your advice. First repairs from a homepage or following. Okay, so before I read that, dentist still falls into that category.
I think it does.
The way I'm seeing it, yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, I know that from a clinical standpoint, these are all different, but that's mm-hmm. not the criteria here.
Right. Well, I have a background in speech language pathology, and dentist would fall into that in a way, because it has to do with the mouth. And I know a lot of dentists, so it would
okay.
be great to include them as well.
So again, if we think of it this way, let's just say businesses, and then this is healthcare, and then this is practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep it to one word, and then let's just say therapist. What you don't want to be, or where you don't want to be, is here for sure, or here mm-hmm. for sure to start. And not, well, I shouldn't say for sure. I'll explain the exceptions.
Okay.
This still falls, what you shared with me, still falls in the sweet spot. So you could have gone as broad as healthcare, but if you have the experience to start out a little bit narrower, then go for it. Because it's not just the experiences, you know, with experience comes know-how. Like, you have that insider knowledge, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're not from the outside looking in, you're in the inside and you have that understanding of what the possibilities are. And then the other question is, are there enough? And
right.
we know the answer. There's plenty of practitioners just in the States,
mm-hmm.
right? And then what will happen is, again, this is with time, you will organically just start narrowing this down. It's just gonna happen because you're gonna start developing clusters of expertise. And then you're gonna look at that, these clusters, and say, you know what? This one was wonderful, and because I can do that one, I definitely want to do more of this. Let me tell you what I didn't like. I thought I was going to like therapists a lot. But no, I there were some things I didn't expect. And along with that, definitely don't want that. And definitely don't want that. There's this category here, general practitioners, maybe. You know, so that's a yellow. And then you'll know. And then you'll be able to then, at that point, make that move into here.
Mm-hmm.
By selecting the green lights and maybe the yellow light.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's really cool. All right, so let's see your first paragraph. Three paragraphs over and over. Health professionals who own their own business reporting feeling overwhelmed, documentation, caseload, staffing needs, to name just a few. As a result, marketing their business, communicating with clients. So, yeah, I can practitioners, consumer audience. Okay, good stuff. So I like the first paragraph. I mean, there's some little things that I would, you know, just maybe mm-hmm. tweak, but I'm just looking for the core idea here, broad strokes. Mm-hmm. They're overwhelmed with all this other stuff they have to take care of, and then this other stuff goes into the back burner. But it's important. We know it's important. You know it's important. You don't have to get into that here
mm-hmm.
because you're just trying to resonate with people who already get it. That's where I come in. I work with therapist clinic to inspire. Yeah, I would simplify some of this language to inspire positive change in health literacy for their patients. I would ask myself, okay, how can I clarify that? You know, to help them write health literacy that will inspire positive change with their patients, families, and consumers. So it's okay to say inspire positive change, but just get to the bottom line in terms of what you do.
Okay.
Because it's important that they know on the homepage right away, like the features, not just the benefits. But look, I'm a writer. Like, don't be afraid of saying that. I'm a writer, and I work with these types of businesses to help them write stuff that's going to – this is not copy – that's going to inspire positive change for their patients, families, and consumer audience. I would cut this out. My goal is to help you it's not that I would cut it out. Maybe I would take some of that. Some of the things I could help you create include health news, case studies, product information. I don't know, just pick three or four.
Okay.
And then what's missing here is it what makes you different.
Well, I only sent you three paragraphs because I didn't want to hijack the whole thing. But I
okay, got it. Okay.
I have the last three paragraphs and I just didn't want to send you too much. But I just said what makes me different with the next paragraph. And it just says, unlike many health writers, my experience is already in the therapy field and I am licensed. Actually, I'm not yet, but I'm about to be. I am licensed to practice as a speech language pathology assistant. So I know how to educate patients to think critically about their problems and the solutions you provide. So that was the next thing. And that
perfect.
Was
perfect. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's great.
Okay.
That's key. A lot of people can say, oh, I can help you, right? Okay, great. So can everybody else. Why you? Well,
right.
Like so many others, here's what I got. And wouldn't that be valuable to work with somebody like that?
Right.
You know what? A lot of clients want at the end of the day is they want to clone themselves. Like, I wish there was somebody who understood my business, but then could do all the stuff that I'm not getting to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for a warm body. I'm looking for way beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And most writers out there are basically selling themselves as a warm body.
Mm-hmm. Well, my last paragraph, I just posted it, kind of hints at that, where it says, let me serve you.
Uh-huh.
And so that I can do this so that you can focus on your patients. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it's the feeling, they need to walk away feeling like she understands me. She understands that we got all this stuff that it's just like unending. And it's not stopping, and it's only getting worse, which means the stuff we've already been ignoring, we're trying to survive here. We're trying to stay above water. It's going to keep getting pushed down the priority list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. So here's somebody who understands that problem we have, understands these things that we want, and is not going to need a ton of handholding. Like, she gets it. Like, she's been here. She's licensed. She understands our world. We can have an intelligent conversation with her. Sometimes I describe it as you're the person they can have an adult conversation with.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want, right? It's like, oh, finally, an adult.
Mm-hmm. Someone who understands.
Exactly. Metaphorically speaking, an adult, right? But that's exactly it. That's the feeling your homepage needs to convey. I get you. Okay, does this sound like you? Yeah, I get it. Believe me, I've been there. This is, in fact, that's where I can help. And here's why. Here's what I can help you with. I won't give you all the details because you can learn more on my services page. And here's why I can do it better, or why I'm a better fit than somebody else who says they can write. Because anyone can write, but you know, a lot of people can write, but it's much more than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I just feel like I'm just continuing to refine my niche. And with small business owners who are overwhelmed, and I'm coming in to help them. So just making sure that group is narrow enough and I know they have a need and that I've expressed that. So I will keep refining that.
Perfect.
So, thank you.
For when you say refining, you mean like the language, but you don't need to narrow things down anymore.
No. From what I hear from you, that was my question. Is this narrow enough? And it sounds like it is. And I just have to express it in the right way.
Absolutely. So it fits in here, which is a safe zone.
Okay.
And the red ones are not safe right now.
Right. That's very helpful because I was thinking health professionals was too broad. I kept using that. And I did in the very first sentence. Or did I? Yes. But then I narrow it down. So, and therapists might be a little too narrow. So I like how you put that. And that seems to be what I'm saying. So,
you know, as someone who's on the other end of this many times, like I know I pay attention to what calls my attention. If somebody says, you know, let's just say a Facebook ads consultant, we work with businesses. Well, that doesn't mean anything to me. But if somebody says we work with service professionals, you know what? That still doesn't resonate. All right, we work with solo professionals. Okay, now you maybe got my attention, but what if you said we work with coaches?
Mm-hmm.
Then now you got my attention.
Right.
Facebook ads, who works with coaches. Okay. Mm-hmm. You just bought yourself another 20 seconds.
Right.
You know, that's what you want.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good stuff. I like where this is going. Janet says, do I need to decide with whom I'm going to work with in the hemp industry? Let me bring you in. So, hey, Janet, so do you mean like what role?
Role or size of company, or there's basically, and I'm not working with the THC side of cannabis, just the hemp side and industrial hemp and also textile, which will take off here in another couple of years. But do I need to decide that I'm going to deal with CBD producers, CBD processors, the farmers? Do I have to get that? Because I was listening to what you were saying with Holly, And it's like, am I too broad? Or because my industry is kind of small in the first place, just by doing, you know, if someone who's on the marijuana side said, could you write? I'm not going to say no, but I'm going to target to the hemp side because they're totally different markets, in my opinion, anyhow. They'll merge at some point, but right now they're totally different because one is legal federally and one is not.
Yeah, so we could probably put hemp here, right? And then, and you know, with these things, there's always more divisions, like there's more categories. But let's just say, what would be something more specific than that? So like a CBD oil producer? What would be something like one level
it
down
could
from
be
hemp?
A farmer, processor, there's the farmers. So those that are growing, so the
oh man, I'm losing you.
And then there's the ones who are processed, meaning they're processing it into products. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, so we could those. Yeah, that kind of falls into the same layer. And then a specific type of farmer, let's just, we don't have to, but specific type of farmer.
Okay.
So what we're talking about here is, so to use the same model, you could say, oh, I work with businesses. That's too broad. Agriculture could be, I would put that as a yellow because it's like, could work if that's the best you could do. You, however, went one layer below that, which is hemp. I think that's perfect. And the question becomes, you know, should you get more specific? I would kind of put this down, this level is yellow. So, you know, be careful.
Oh, okay.
And then here, definitely, I would avoid it for now. That's dangerous. Okay. So here's the criteria, guys. One thing I forgot to mention is, okay, what's the criteria for the really narrow levels to see if you're ready for that or not from day one? The criteria is really simple. You know enough. You've been inside that industry and that business enough that you have connections and insider knowledge. I mean, like when I say insider knowledge, I mean like enough that it's obvious when you do, because when you have both of those, you know that, oh, well, Ed, I understand what you're saying, but yeah, I know enough about what's going on here that I know I could make a great living in this narrower area of the business. So if it's not one of those, oh, absolutely, that rings true for me, then I would stay here. But then you talk about like what I did with Zelco. You remember you have the umbrella category, which is hemp. And then inside hemp, I help and think of three categories. You know, including, and don't say I only do, but you could say including, or I have a specialty in, you know, this could be farmers, processing, and another one.
Technology,
perfect. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because guys, pretty much any target market out there has a tech side of it. So always consider tech. Oh, but I don't want to focus on tech. No, I'm not saying focus on tech. I'm saying in your target market, there's almost always going to be a tech element. In education, there's tech. In insurance, there's tech. Every industry out there has a tech. So, yeah. So how does this sound like something you could do?
Yes.
Does that resonate?
Yeah. It does. It's kind of, I think I try to go too narrow. And then I get stuck. So this kind of brings me back up. So hemp includes all of these things, but doesn't exclude these other things. So that works well.
Exactly. And what you're doing here is you're giving people ideas. So if you happen to be this or this or this, I can absolutely help. But, you know, it doesn't have to be those. Anything under this umbrella. Just like with my earlier example about coaches, somebody said service professionals doesn't do anything for me. But if it says service professionals, including coaches, consultants, and solo practitioners, now you got my attention. You didn't have to just say coaches, but if you included me in that list, now my ears perked up.
Okay.
Yeah, and then look, this kind of falls into what I said earlier. Remember, look, you just want to get to 80%. I think right now, Janet, and same with you, Holly, you guys are there. In fact, I think you're beyond 80%. But I would just say cut the cord at this point and then just go with that and then start writing copy.
Okay.
This next move will happen on its own and you'll see when it happens. It'll be obvious. Or doing away with the general hemp category and just saying, you know, something specific here instead of three. You'll know when the time is right for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome. Good stuff. Love these discussions on positioning because not only do I know that they're helpful for you guys who are asking, but it's also helpful for others. I know Lucky and I believe Thomas both mentioned that it was helpful to sit on the discussion. All right, any other questions, feedback, any insights you need? Let's do this, guys. I don't see anything else. I'd love to know what a top takeaway was from today's conversation. So, do me a favor and just type in a T for takeaway in the chat area and let me know. Give me a takeaway that was useful. Doesn't necessarily have to be something you and I discuss. It could be something you heard me discussing with somebody else. Give me a top takeaway. And then while you're at it, also type in capital A for action item. I want to make sure that everyone leaves these calls with at least one simple, clear action item, something they can go ahead and get going on. And if it's something that won't take too long to do, 30 minutes or less, even better, right? So write all my website copy. That's a big project. Can you give me something more shorter, more specific than that? You know, I'm going to write my homepage. That's better. It's easier to get into the flow of writing your entire website copy if you have a simpler action ahead of it. So top action item T, takeaway T and top action item A. Let me know in the chat area. Janet says top takeaway, understanding positioning and who we are targeting. Great. An action item, I'm writing my web copy starting with a homepage. Perfect. Yeah, so do that. Janet, I think homepage is always a great place to start and make that your next step. In fact, I sometimes like to get even more granular and say, I'm going to set a timer for 30 minutes tomorrow morning, and I'm just going to copy and paste what I have there and just start editing. And the goal is to just work on that for 30 minutes, not to have a finished product. Sometimes that can work better than the pressure of I'm going to complete my homepage copy. So this is not about making big, big moves right away. This is about just getting into it and getting started and the baby steps that come along with that. All right, let's see. Right, not edit, says Janet. Yeah, okay. Holly, takeaway, conversation about my niche was helpful. Very helpful. Great. Action item. We'll keep writing my web copy and finish the draft as soon as possible. Wonderful. Make sure when you're ready, you guys, everyone here gets a website copy edit included with the program. So when you're ready, then go to the website review thread and post it there. And we'll get you a review within 3 to 5 business days. Just make sure you get one. So don't post it up there until you got all the copy done. Sometimes people forget and they just post their homepage. So you want to make sure to wait until you have all of your web copy. All right, anybody else? Takeaway action items. Don't be shy. We're all family here. Zelko, takeaway, how to narrow levels of expertise to the specific areas. Yeah, that was a great discussion we had. I'm glad that gave you some confirmation and clarity. All right. Well, I don't see any others. We'll go ahead and wrap up for today. Guys, great to reconnect with everyone here. Loved the discussions we had. And keep up that momentum. You're working on the right things. Just make sure, look, one baby step at a time. Okay, that's how you get there. The moment you start saying, well, I'm going to block out all day on Friday to work on this. Yeah, sounds good on paper. But, you know, then something happens and next thing you know, your Friday is gone. So better to block out small time increments at first if you're having trouble getting back in and getting momentum than to try to be too ambitious at first. So I'll leave you with that thought. You guys have a great rest of the day. We'll continue the conversation in the Facebook group and talk to you guys soon. Take care.